In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode with me, Sophie Brown, and the wonderful Robin Richford.
Oh, thanks, Soph. I'll take that. Wonderful.
Welcome.
No, this podcast is all about you. It's our little bite-sized podcast alongside our main episode where we get into the nitty-gritty of all your dilemmas, anything that's troubling you. We do our very best to try and give you as much advice as we possibly can. And we have quite a fun one today, I would say, from Caitlin.
Nice.
Yeah, very practical.
Yeah.
Very practical. We're here for the practicality. It basically just says, I know you both travel quite a lot. I like to travel too, and I've been up and down the country for work. What are your packing essentials?
Ooh, I am not very organized when it comes to myself. So I am always last minute. Lastminute.com. I feel like I can pack really fast, which is so stupid because I leave it to the last minute.
Yeah, but if you know you can do it, that's one of them, isn't it? When you know that you can do it so, so quick, I feel like you're just like, well, yeah, I'll just do it.
It's unpacking for me. That's my worst thing. Packing, fine, easy. Get it in, bosh, done. I always overpack though because I'm not planned, clearly. But unpacking, my cases will stay there for ages.
Yeah, I used to love this because I kind of like this question. I was on tour for like 4 months. So basically I used to come back on a, I used to come back on a Friday evening, sometimes Saturday morning, depending whereabouts in the UK it was. And then I would unpack everything and then I would pack it all again and then I would leave on the Sunday. So I did that for like 4 months. So I became so good at packing.
Right.
So, so good. I feel like my top tip is to literally plan outfits, like literally take whatever day you have, know exactly what you're doing and actually plan it. I'm talking jewelry. I'm talking like everything, jackets, everything down to it, because otherwise I think you end up carrying stuff that, one, you don't need, but two, when you get wherever you're going, especially if it's for work and things, it's like you have to think, and it's like it just takes the thinking out of it if you just do it before.
100%. That's what I need to do. Like the times where I know what I'm wearing, it's fantastic because I just pack that, I turn up, I know exactly. But a lot of the time I'm not 100% sure, or I've got stuff last minute and I'll just pack it all. I go down to London a lot, and I just hate having to lug a really heavy bag around, but I do it every mm-hmm. single time because I'm like, right, well, I need those three pairs of shoes because I don't know what I'm wearing.
That's the thing. Yeah. And then another top tip would be, I'd lay it out, or if you're going to try it on, take a photo of it. I did that for my Ibiza holiday this year, and that was amazing. Wow. Just took a little photo of myself in the mirror, and then it was like done. You just don't have to think about
it. I need to use these. I'm going to Dubai at the end of November, and I need to pack like well, and I want to plan my outfits. The only thing, I mean, I take my Dyson Airwrap. I say this, I don't know if I can use it in Dubai. I need to check the sometimes you can't use it.
The voltage.
The voltage is different because like the US and whatever, because it's quite a powerful machine. Yeah, mm-hmm. I always take my Dyson Airwrap. That always comes with me. Just the part with the two curly ones. That's what I always use. I don't bring the whole thing. But yeah.
She's always there with a bouncy blow dry.
Always, literally. If there's one thing, yeah. But what else do I always pack? My Airwrap. There's all the basic stuff, but I'm trying to think if there's anything, you know, like that I...
Like quirky.
Yeah, don't know.
I think I always pack like slipper socks. I think that's like a packing essential, especially when you're going away for work.
Wow.
Big hoodie. Always have a big hoodie if you're going away for work. Because I just think when you come home and you're in that hotel room and you're like, you want to get cozy, big hoodie.
I forget stuff like always. That, or I don't have enough space. And then I'm like, I've not even got any chill clothes. And I'm like, no.
Yes. Yes. Chill shot. I also think taking whatever you, if it's for work, I always take whatever is like my norm. So for instance, like I have like, what do you call that? Like powder, like greens or whatever. Mine are like for my hormones, whatever. So I take them. I always take things like that with me, especially if you're traveling away, because sometimes you kind of forget your kind of day-to-day things. And I think it just makes it feel like a bit of like a home from home.
Yeah.
So like I used to always take oat milk, for instance, because I'm like, I know that I need my oat milk. So I used to just take like some oat milk with me when I was going on tour, because I just found like if I didn't have those little things, it's just, it feels like you're away for a lot longer. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, that's true. Like the home away from home thing. That's a good point. My main thing, and I take this everywhere if I'm staying anywhere now, is like a blackout eye mask. And it's the ones that have the gap so you can open your eyes with it on your face. If anyone listening, honestly buy one. They're like $10 on Amazon. I'm not joking. Like for me, it just makes such a difference. Like I can't sleep with noises, with light, like I'm hypersensitive because I just can't fall asleep.
Are you so?
Yeah, I just can't fall asleep. Like if someone next to me is making noises and stuff, it's just a nightmare. Like it's so annoying. But yeah, obviously hotels, you don't know what the curtains or blinds are going to be like and all of that. So I'm always like, right, I'll take my eye mask. Always.
That's a really good one. I literally sleep anywhere. Yeah. Literally. I am one of them. I could fall asleep anywhere. No. I'm not joking.
No, I can't.
Though I do get night terrors, which is really bad.
I do. Gosh, do you? It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. And I scream. Do you?
So, well, I don't know if I scream out loud. I want to start recording myself again because I used to, like, get up and move around and stuff. When I was a kid, my mum used to come in my room. I used to have full-on conversations with her and I was completely asleep. Like, it was wild. But I don't really do that anymore. My mum says I'm really still now. So I think I just, like, I'm paralysed. So I just, like in my head, all these things are happening, like, because I have really vivid dreams, sleep paralysis. I think I scream and stuff, but I don't actually know. Like, I'm probably just there like a corpse, just like lying there.
Literally just chilling. And it's all happening in your head. Yeah.
I'm like a corpse. I take that back. That was a horrible thing to say.
I know what you meant though. I think it's because you're in the Halloween vibe.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't know what you mean, but not in that morbid way.
I just meant like when you're sleeping and not moving. Like I think I'm a very still sleeper now. Like I'm very different than I think I was when I was a kid. I just can't put up with any like noise or light or anything like that. So
I find myself like waking myself up from screaming. So I'll just wake up and I will
so yours
be
is out loud.
Yeah.
Right. See, I've got no one to check. I'm just here by myself. So I'm like,
no, mine's out loud. And I only know because I wake myself up. In fact, when we were on tour, we were on tour like, I don't know, about 6 months ago. And the runner was there the next day and we were doing this production. And he goes, oh my gosh. That hotel's awful. And I was like, oh no, why? I was like, I thought it was okay. And he was like, no, it's so bad. He was like, because someone was getting like violently hurt in the night and they didn't like go up and check on them or anything. It's like, I couldn't sleep a wink. And I was like, oh no. And then I said, oh, what time was it around? And I think he was like, whatever it was, they have to, for instance. And I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, that was me.
Stop that loud. Oh my god, that
you could hear it rooms away. And I'd woke myself up that night by screaming and then looked at the clock as you do, like, oh, it's fine, it's only like whatever the time was, it basically married up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I felt so sorry for the runner because I think he just never looked at me the same. He was like, she is crazy.
Crazy woman. Yeah, I've got to have, yeah, when I travel, I'm like, yeah, got to have the eye mask. Got it. But I get like scared and because I'm just scaredy cat in like hotel rooms and stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you one of them? Turns the light off and then runs back to the bed.
When I have my blackout eye mask on, I have to like keep moving it up just to check there's no one in the room.
Right, see, that's what scares me about eye masks. Yeah. This is why I don't have one, because it freaks me out.
I'm more used to it now, though, and it does make my sleep better. So I'm like, the problem is, though, because I take so long to fall asleep and things like that, like I'll be there for hours. I don't have loads of sleep. So then like waking up for me is difficult because I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. And then if you've got like a blackout eye mask on, it's very easy just to go back to sleep.
So true. You can just go. My friend takes with her like a silk pillow case.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, that's supposed to be amazing for your wrinkles, isn't it? And for your hair.
I've bloody got one. I think my mum got me one, and I don't know. The only problem with it is that it's a different colour. It's what like than my bedding, so then it like sticks out. I think that's why I don't
have it on. Got you. But if you do have one of them, I'd say travel with that for sure. That I'm trying to think of what else that I always take with me.
Always.
That I'm like, oh yes.
I sometimes forget to do this, but I always try and download something on Netflix or whatever for
the journey. Yeah, that's a good shout actually, and for in your hotel room.
Yeah, and it
I think anything that like makes you feel my running stuff. I don't go anywhere without running. That's packing essential.
Really?
Because even if I don't go anywhere without like my little running. I have the Free Train, which is basically like a little thing just to hold your phone, basically essentially. That or my running trainers, nowhere. I'd go nowhere without them.
Wow. See, I depends where I'm staying, to be honest. Depends if it's got a gym or whatever. But like, I usually pack like gym stuff with the intention and then not. But to be fair, usually if I'm going to London or whatever, it's a fleeting visit. Like I've got plans. Like I'm usually like back to back and then I come straight back up. It's not like I have time just to chill.
No, I know what you mean. And yeah, to chill or go for a run. That's another one that just reminded me. I always take a swimsuit with me because I never know if the hotel's going to have a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And when you're away for work all the time, it's great if there's like a jacuzzi or something. So I always used to take a swimsuit with me because if your work's anything like mine, sometimes you don't even know where you're staying until you kind of like to rock up. Now we're in here. Okay, sure. So yeah, that's a good one. Swimsuit, fluffy socks, big hoodie, I think my travel essentials.
Yeah, I
running gear.
I agree with them. Me, I'm eye mask, Dyson Airwrap, and yeah, just the all the essentials.
Do you know what she's a good thing as well in the winter? If you have like a Lumi alarm clock.
Ooh.
I'd take that with you, Caitlin, because I always think, especially if you, like you say, are up and down the country, it's like a lot of movement. I think anything that can make it almost feel a little bit consistent for you really, really helps. So like the Lumi alarm clocks, they get you up with the sunrise in there. The only thing is when you unplug it and then you have to plug it back in. It's very annoying because you've got to reset the time. I mean, it's a first world problem.
But I feel like maybe just use your phone alarm for when you're awake.
No, honestly, it makes such a difference.
Do I need to get one of these for home? Oh.
Yeah, it will change your life. It will change your life, especially in the winter.
Do the light thing and I wear a blackout.
That's a logistical problem. How is it we're going to get around
how are we? To be fair, a lot of the time I wake up and it's like moved off my face, so maybe I'll have it.
It's like scientific
thing. To be fair, I probably should ditch this eye mask because maybe it's not helping, like, with the waking up in the morning. It's definitely helping with, like, the getting to sleep, I think. And for travel, because you don't know how bright a hotel room is going to be. But maybe I need to improve in my own bedroom. Maybe I'll get a Lumi.
Do it. Do it, Soph. I also have been looking into those sad lights. Have you heard of those? It's basically for, like, seasonal depression.
Yeah, aren't they, like, just a certain tone of light? And then it's like, yeah. Gives you the...
Yeah, it's almost like, I think it replicates whatever you kind of get from daylight. Right. It kind of replicates that. It's supposed to be so good for your brain. I know. I don't really know if I get seasonal depression, do you?
No, I don't think so. Because I'm actually, like, kind of excited for winter right now.
Yes, but I think it's the other side of winter
point.
That's horrid.
No, good point. That
I think it's like that January, February side that's horrid.
I know. I might try and get to Bali or something.
Oh, fuck.
Nah.
Do you hate her as much as I hate her right now? Because that is totally normal.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do for the seasonal depression. I'm just going to go to Bali.
People do that though, don't they? Like, they just, I mean, you know, gosh, lucky people that just can do that. But yeah.
They just up and go. That'd be us, so fun. Loose lips, take some Bali. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should pitch that. That should be a thing.
Oh my God, let's do it. Guys, help us do that, please. Please rate, review, subscribe.
All that fun stuff. And you can come with us. How about that?
Yeah.
Making promises we can't keep, standard.
Oh dear.
No. Well, Caitlin, hopefully that's helpful. I think it's so hard when you're kind of in and out of the suitcase. I've so been there. And, like, trying to get your kind of, like, consistency in life, I think, is really, really tricky when you're kind of traveling all over the place. So I think those little home comforts, anything you do in your daily, like, don't cut it out just because you don't want to carry it. I'd say bring it and then plan your outfit so that you've got the space to do it.
Nice. Nice. I need to do this. I'm going to take some of this advice. So
you're welcome.
And if anybody else wants any more advice, please send in your dilemmas, issues, any questions, anything like that to contact at looselipsproduction.com and the Instagram, which is at the Loose Lips Podcast.
And of course, you can get us over on our personal socials at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie H.L. Brown. But we'll be back again on Tuesday to talk more rubbish alongside you.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.